Construction brings change to the block. Crews are tearing down the old jail facilities in Chinatown on Center Street to build a new one. It's part of the plan to close Rikers Island. The next door neighbor is Chung Pa.
So this jail, it's going to go in this hole right over here behind me, but it's not just any old jail. It's actually going to be the tallest jail in the entire world. And when it's finished, it'll resemble a massive tower, becoming another part of New York City's iconic skyline. However, residents say this monumental construction project won't just make their neighborhood less safe, but it's actually destroying the foundations of buildings nearby. Which could mean that while inmates get a new place to stay, people who live around here end up losing their homes permanently.
It's gonna disrupt this entire neighborhood.
He chose Chinatown to be in a decade of dust with the construction of the tallest jail in the world.
Back in 2017, the city laid out a plan to close Rikers by 2027 and open a jail in every borough except Staten Island.
Chang Pui Lin and her neighbors have had a tough year since demolition started. They shared these images from inside. They're worried about cracks in the walls.
Rikers Island, New York's massive jail complex just a few miles from Midtown Manhattan and scene of a humanitarian crisis.
What are some words you'd use to describe Rikers Island?
Hell, plain and simple.
NBC News recently obtained more than 100 hours of surveillance video from inside Rikers. Scenes like this and an inmate-organized so-called fight night where some detainees were forced to participate.
It is an exterior concrete wall with cinder blocks popping out of place. The building owner says the result of demolition happening at the mega jail site in Chinatown, a jail no one in the neighborhood wants.
So as construction on the world's tallest jail continues, people are wondering what building it will accomplish, other than terrifying those who see it into straightening up and reforming their lives. But even though this construction project is wreaking havoc on nearby buildings, what nobody's talking about is that after this jail's done, that's when the issues for this neighborhood are just gonna be getting started. And the timing couldn't be any worse, because ever since 2020, Chinatown has been fighting a losing battle for survival, with many of its formerly bustling commercial districts now reeling from lost economic activity that's just starting to come back, but may soon vanish again, this time forever, after Manhattan's congestion pricing tax on cars goes into effect. A tax local advocates say could really hurt this neighborhood, which relies on vehicular traffic for the local businesses down here and also for the tourist traffic that may stop coming in the future. And then there will be this massive jail, an infrastructure project no neighborhood wants, which will not only be a gigantic eyesore, but represents another move by the city to dump one of its undesirable projects in a neighborhood that locals say continually gets passed over when it comes to government-funded affordable housing projects many of the middle-income residents here could benefit from. Which brings us to the real reason why building the world's tallest jail in the middle of a massive population center could be a bad idea. It might make things worse for everybody who's not in jail. Especially since this project is only happening because New York City's horrific Rikers Island facility is set to be closed down. A facility which has a history of doing great damage to those it houses, something people in Chinatown do not want imported to their neighborhood. And as you're about to see, the construction of this massive facility, it's causing so many problems for the immediate neighborhood down here that by the time it's completed, some of these buildings may not even still be here. So here we have a Department of Buildings inspection vehicle, and it's a good thing it's here because apparently these ancient buildings, some of which are apartments, have all kinds of problems due to the construction going on across the street. The foundations are shaking. People inside think they're gonna fall down. It's frightening. But that's because if your goal is to build a massive jail skyscraper that scares the living daylights out of people so much so that they straighten up, you're gonna have to dig really deep into the ground. And that's what it looks like they're doing over here.
Especially over here, we can see.
It is an exterior concrete wall with cinder blocks popping out of place. The building owner says the result of demolition happening at the mega jail site in Chinatown, a jail no one in the neighborhood wants. Part of the city's controversial plan to shut down Rikers Island.
So it's maddening to think that in order to build a nicer jail, which is going to be taller than most of what you see down here, some people might end up losing where they live. Hopefully that doesn't happen. It hasn't happened yet. But the construction workers were just repainting damage that happened on the side of this building right here, which is going to be right up against the new jail. But before we get into how the construction of this facility is going to totally alter the NYC skyline forever, it's important to understand why it's being built and why residents are so upset that it's being built here, even though there was a jail here before. First of all, residents' fears of their ancient buildings collapsing are not entirely ridiculous or unfounded. In fact, a residential building in the East Village, a few blocks north of here, is in danger of collapsing due to nearby construction in this hole next door, even though the construction plans there were signed off on by the buildings department as being safe and appropriate. But that's not the only thing residents here are concerned about. This is apparently what the finished thing is going to look like. It's gigantic and it's black. It's like a Death Star. This is going to be an eyesore and it might make the neighborhood worse. And when this facility ends up being completed, it's going to be 300 feet tall and it's going to hold over 1,000 inmates. And it's hard to see how building a massive, ugly, hideous tower is going to improve the neighborhood. It's certainly not going to make it more beautiful or more functional for the people who live here. They're not going to get anything out of it. And having a view of the Death Star out of your window could tank property values.
Back in 2017, the city laid out a plan to close Rikers by 2027 and open a jail in every borough except Staten Island. One of the four sites would be in Chinatown at what is now the Manhattan Detention Center. The community gathered there today urging Mayor Adams.
So that clip was from 2 years ago, and obviously those protests didn't work, because if they had, we wouldn't have this here hole in the ground behind me. But believe it or not, this jail is part of a plan to disseminate the horrors of Rikers Island throughout multiple borough-based facilities. Basically, the city's gonna build a whole bunch of jails and spread out the problems they've got in one place to every place. Now, there might be benefits to doing this as far as the inmates are concerned. Obviously, a dangerous jail isn't good for anybody. Apparently, people at Rikers Island miss their court dates, don't get to meet with their attorneys, don't get visitations. But this particular facility, it's being built near the courthouses. Those are just on the other block here. It'll be convenient. From a court's operations perspective, however, the neighbors here, they're not having any of that. And it's not just about construction and vibration at some of these nearby buildings. No, there's going to be dust. Toxic dust that comes from this that blankets the entire neighborhood. People are worried about their health. And one has to wonder, once a massive tower, the world's tallest jail, gets built here, what's that going to do to future property development in this area? Are developers going to say, you know what, I don't want to build buildings near this jail because of how hideous it is? That very well could happen, and local activists say this neighborhood continually gets passed over when it's time to designate affordable housing projects, which would be of immense benefit to the many middle-income residents who live here. And we haven't even gotten to the fact that soon the horrors of Rikers Island will become the horrors of Chinatown and three other borough-based facilities. But before we get into that, you've got to understand that the city, they're saying that they're not worried about any of these buildings like this one right here behind me getting damaged throughout all of this construction, yet they've set aside hundreds of millions of dollars in case that happens.
Meanwhile, City Hall tells Fox 5 they are confident there's no immediate danger or threat to safety. And now Fox 5 has learned some $460 million has been set aside by the city, anticipating damage the site might cause to neighboring buildings, and that the contractor will go in and repair.
Yeah, all this, it's all fine, no problem. But just in case it's not, we've got $460 million just waiting to repair accidental damage? Really? If you're a resident in one of these places and you feel it shaking and you've felt it shaking over the last 9 months since this demolition started, you've gotta be pretty frightened. But even so, the things happening in Rikers Island, those are incredibly frightening as well. And those things threaten to destroy the lives of people who go there for rehabilitation and correction purposes. It's a corrections department, and that's why the city is barreling forward with this plan to build this jail. They've got no choice. At least that's what they're saying. They just brought a guy in there in handcuffs, and the controversy over this mega jail gets even more divisive once you realize that it's a replacement or a partial replacement for one of the worst correctional institutions in the entire country, Rikers Island. And when this place gets finished, the people who live around here are going to be able to see it. It's going to be tall and massive, and they're going to know that perhaps what's going on inside of it is not exactly making the world a better place, even if a lot of the people that are there because they did something wrong.
Rikers Island, New York's massive jail complex, just a few miles from Midtown Manhattan, and scene of a humanitarian crisis.
What are some words you'd use to describe Rikers Island?
Hell.
What do you see in these pictures?
I see myself. I see everything that I experienced while I was at Rikers Island. I see inhumane conditions.
You know, hearing someone describe this facility the way he just did, as it being hell, plain and simple, that's terrifying. And that place right now can hold a maximum of 15,000 people a day. On a daily average, it holds around 10,000. And it does this on essentially what is a prison island across 10 different facilities on that island. And apparently one person who was there recently recalled some appalling conditions: overcrowded spaces, broken toilets, unsanitary living conditions everywhere. And that's not even the worst of it. Apparently, when people are transferred out of this detention center, perhaps to go to a hospital and get minor work done, according to the Daily Mail, they may be preyed upon by doctors who tell them that this is their last chance to get certain elective expensive surgeries. Apparently, inmates were told when they went to Bellevue Hospital that this was their only chance to get the weight loss surgery, and that if they didn't decide right then and there that they were going to get it, they'd go back to Rikers and miss their chance. But then there's the issue of people missing their court dates, having to spend even more time there. But now, since the new jail's going to be in this hole and these are the courts over here, that will probably start to happen less, and people who deserve speedy justice will get it.
But think about the residents here for a moment. Everyone who lives in this neighborhood is going to be towered over by this prison facility, which may in fact be a place where people are being treated in an inhumane manner. Can you imagine having to think about that all the time?
Violence, he says, was rampant.
What would you say is the percentage of prisoners who have weapons?
You know, there were several units that were unstaffed completely. There was no correctional officer physically in the unit. And I can't remember looking under a sheet or a mattress and not seeing a shank.
You can't blame residents for thinking that the same stuff that's being reported as happening in Rikers is also going to be reported happening in their neighborhood. This might literally end up being a house of horrors, especially when you consider that the former boss of this jail says that he couldn't blame the inmates for arming themselves. And this is supposed to be a place that keeps people safe until they can be correctly tried and determined to be innocent or guilty. But instead, people going in here may come out as criminals who had to do things that were wrong to survive. And inside that facility, you didn't just have a total breakdown of law and order, it's a total breakdown of humanity in general.
Who was running the place?
The inmates run the facilities.
The footage came to light as part of a lawsuit brought by the New York County Defender Services on behalf of a client awaiting trial, who argued he should be released because of the unsafe conditions inside Rikers. In a groundbreaking decision, a judge agreed, finding the city.
So think about that. You're at Rikers, you're waiting for your day in court, but it might not get there because the place is so dangerous. And when it finally does arrive, your record might be drastically different than it was when you entered.
But now it's looking more and more likely that the federal government will take control of this building from New York State.
And although a federal takeover of it will make things there better in the meantime, while the world's tallest jail gets built, it's kind of dumb to think that whatever made Rikers so horrible wouldn't also make the world's tallest jail just as bad, if not worse. I spoke to some people that work here in corrections. They said it's going to be real nice inside that place, but if what happens to those people because of the other people in there or lack of controls isn't very nice, it's not going to make anybody's life better. Apparently, the city's been ordered to come up with a plan for a possible federal takeover of this place by January 2025, and this comes 10 years after a 2015 decision that installed a federal monitor at Rikers Island as a watchdog who just keeps reporting on how bad things are. And now we're going to take that system, chop it up into four smaller pieces, and divide it around all of New York City.
They're treated worse than many jail prisons in which people are fully convicted.
Was it possible to come to a place like Rikers and melt in and not be affected by any of this?
I don't see how that's possible.
A court-appointed federal monitor of Rikers recently reporting conditions have progressively and substantially worsened.
You know, if you get sent to a place like this, you could end up becoming part of the criminal underworld, even when that wasn't your intention. If you see the wrong thing happening there or the wrong people rope you into something, your life could change forever and you hadn't even done anything. If you're found innocent, not guilty. But now we're back at the beginning of this whole story. Here we've got one of the world's worst jails. We're gonna spread that pain and suffering around to the rest of the city, and no neighborhood wants this, especially not this neighborhood. The city says this is gonna be a good thing because downsizing is gonna help them better staff these new facilities. There will be less people running rampant. But here's what's pretty unbelievable. Right now, Rikers has an average daily population of around 10,000 people. When these new jails open, they're only gonna be able to hold around 1,000 people each, and there's gonna be four of them, which means that 60% of the people who are usually at Rikers will have to be released or something. That could end up being really bad too. What if these are dangerous criminals? Lately, the city saw this when a man released from Rikers because of good behavior went and did something that was utterly appalling. Which means that while the city is building the world's tallest jail that could endanger the general public while this place exists. And that makes it kind of hard to see what the benefits of building this actually are. It's gonna transform the skyline. There are some who say the city will end up being less safe, and neighbors are worried about what the construction is going to do to their health, their apartment buildings, and the future of their neighborhood as it now looks entirely different than it does today. What do you think? Is building the world's tallest jail a good idea? Is it going to scare people into reforming their ways, or is the city actually going to be less safe because of it? Let me know. Thank you so much for watching. I'll see you in the next video.